Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
China Fa Wei. Persevering in clarifying the truth and walking steadily on my cultivation path. By a fallen DAFA practitioner in China. Greetings, Master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. It has been more than 20 years since I started practicing Falun DAFA in 1997. During this process, I have experienced the glory of Falun DAFA spreading all over China and drawing hundreds of millions of practitioners before 1999. I have also experienced the relentlessness of the Chinese Communist Party's persecution since 1999, as well as the firm beliefs of DAFA disciples in Master and DAFA. Along the way, I have deeply experienced the compassion of Master and the greatness of Falun DAFA. I suffered from heart disease, severe rheumatoid arthritis, nephritis, and Meniere's syndrome since I was young. When I was hospitalized for heart disease in 1997, a colleague visited me and gave me Juan Falun, the main book of Falun DAFA. I then began practicing Falun DAFA, and all my illnesses were gone shortly afterwards. I have not taken any medicine or made hospital visits all these years. My family, friends, colleagues, and neighbors were all amazed. After the Chinese Communist Party began a nationwide persecution of Falun DAFA on July 20, 1999, I have persevered in practicing Falun DAFA and raising awareness of the persecution to people face to face. With Master's protection, I have been walking smoothly. I can say that clarifying the facts about Falun DAFA has become a natural and necessary part of my daily life, like breathing. With Master's protection, I left the detention center in 6 days. One day in 2015, I was distributing DVDs about DAFA to people on the street when I was reported. I was arrested and taken to the local police station. I calmed down and kept reciting Master's Fa in my mind while at the police station. I was taken to a room at night with a metal chair in the center. There were over 20 people there, including agents from the Political and Legal Affairs Committee and 610 office, as well as over 10 police officers. My mind was filled with righteous thoughts by reciting the Fa. At that time, I didn't think I was being interrogated. I just wanted to take the opportunity to clarify the truth to these people. So I stood and told them about my own experience of benefiting from Falun DAFA, and how I had improved my character, and how my family had been blessed. As I began to speak, one of the men, who looked a bit vicious, yelled at me, saying that the Communist Party had banned the practice, and how dare I continue to practice. I sent righteous thoughts to clear the evil elements behind him while continuing to speak. Do you know what the Communist Party is? It is the devil. The 24 people present were somewhat shocked, as if they were subdued. No one said anything else. I continued to talk to them about the 3 withdrawals, that is, quitting the Chinese Communist Party, Youth League, and Young Pioneers. I told them about the boulder in Guizhou province that is engraved with the words, Chinese Communist Party is doomed, and prophecies from the past and present. That day, with Master strengthening, I had a constant flow of wisdom. I spoke for more than half an hour, and these people listened attentively. After they left for dinner, a middle-aged officer said to me, "Originally, we planned to release you, but you had bad luck today. The District Political and Legal Affairs Committee, the Police Department, and the 610 office staff members are all here for a meeting. We asked several times to release you, but they did not agree." I could see he felt sorry for me. I also felt that when the police understood the truth, they were also reluctant to carry out the order from above. They raided my home that night when my husband was home alone. He took out an art piece to show them and told them the story behind it. When we went to a shopping mall, my wife accidentally damaged this piece, but nobody saw it happen. Instead of pretending nothing had happened, she explained to the store owner and brought the piece home. The owner was deeply moved and didn't want her to do that, saying that he had not come across such a kind person for a long time. But my wife insisted on buying it. He ended up charging her only the wholesale price. If she didn't practice Falun Dafa, she wouldn't have been able to do that. The police took me to a detention center that night, but I was refused admission due to my health. I was brought back to the police station and held in a stairwell. It was cold. Two officers offered to let me warm up near the fireplace. I did, but felt uncomfortable. So I returned to the stairwell and began to send forth righteous thoughts. I heard them saying to each other, "The Communist Party is too evil. She is just an elderly woman and did not do anything wrong. Why arrest her and hold her here?" Upon hearing that, I walked over and further clarified the facts about Falun Dafa to them. They took me to the detention center again the next day. I was accepted this time and held there for 6 days. A detainee told me that she did not like Falun Dafa before due to the propaganda, but after Dafa practitioners clarified the facts to her in the detention center and she witnessed their demeanor and good deeds herself, she now knew Falun Dafa practitioners are all good people, and so she took good care of me. For the first few days I was in the detention center, my local fellow practitioners kept sending forth righteous thoughts for me. They also hired a lawyer for me, and the lawyer visited me at the detention center. I asked for master's reinforcement and kept sending forth righteous thoughts and looking within. On the 6th day, I was released. Just when I was about to leave, an officer said to me, "Falun Dafa will be vindicated one day." The police, though, took me straight to the local brainwashing center to serve another 9 days of detention. The two officers who took me there were very kind and knew that I was being unjustly persecuted. They said to me, "Don't worry, we will tell them not to take you." After we arrived at the brainwashing center, the two of them went in by themselves, and I stayed in the car. Not long after, they came back and said, "You can go home now." With master's protection and fellow practitioners' help, I returned home. I truly experienced the boundless power of Dafa, the power of the righteous thoughts of fellow practitioners, and the help of the kind police officers. Lockdown could not stop me from saving people. After the coronavirus pandemic broke out in my area, I realized I had to hurry even more to save people. Instead of staying home during the lockdown, I went out every day as I always did. I believe everyone I met was arranged by Master to hear the truth from me. Although there were almost no pedestrians on the street, I still met a few daily. If I didn't see anyone, I would stop by the stores that were open. I clarified the truth to them and told them stories of people receiving blessings by reciting the phrases, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." One day, I went to a small restaurant and saw two young men there. I greeted them and began to tell them about Dafa. In the beginning, they seemed a little put off. I wasn't affected and continued to talk to them about Falun Dafa's principles that teach its practitioners to be good people. Nowadays, people are fighting for fame and fortune, deceiving each other. But Falun Dafa teaches people not to lie, not to cheat, not to kill, and not to hurt others. One man said, "When I watched TV before, I only saw it talking about self-immolation and killings by Falun Dafa practitioners. But what you said makes me feel that Falun Dafa is actually pretty good." I responded, "What you saw on TV was propaganda. Actually, the whole society would benefit a lot if people all lived by Fallendorf's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. I went on to say, you may not have read the Communist Manifesto, but in the opening of it, it said that the Communist Party is a specter from the West, and in Chinese terms, it is a devil. You see, since the Communist Party came to China, how many bad things it has done, how many political campaigns it has launched, and how many people have been harmed. Those who have joined its organizations have vowed to dedicate their lives to the devil. Only when people withdraw from the Communist Party and its related organizations will they be protected when justice is served one day. One of them agreed to quit the Youth League and Young Pioneers, and the other told me he had never joined anything. When I left, they both stood up, put their hands in prayer pose, and kept thanking me. Clarifying the truth to my relatives. There are a few distant relatives who live in the same city as I, but we rarely contact each other. I got their phone numbers and addresses and planned to visit them in person. One of the relatives was in his 40s, and he was the party secretary of a company. It took me a long bus ride to get to his house. After we exchanged greetings, I cut to the chase and told him about Fallendorf and asked him to quit the party. He refused and said to me, "Auntie, I am the party secretary of our company. We just had a meeting this afternoon. Our supervisor specifically mentioned that we have to report it whenever we are given Fallendorf materials or are approached by any Fallendorf practitioners." I said, "Precisely because you are a party secretary, all the more so should you know exactly what's going on." I shared with him a poem from Master. Quote, "Don't wait until the earth capsizes and sinks. Don't let the plague find your door. As the world's morality declines, don't feed the fire. The savable must be those who still have a conscience. The divine hasn't forgotten the world's people. Don't believe the lies of the persecution's mouthpiece. It's the divine who called Dafa disciples to spread the truth." Unquote. Called by the divine to spread truth. Hong Yin 3. His attitude changed after he heard that. I told him my personal experiences of practicing Fallendorf, how I benefited, and how my family was blessed. He agreed to quit the party. When I gave him a keepsake with Fallendorf information, his eyes lit up. "Oh, I will give this to my wife, because she works the night shift." He drove me home after my visit. I have another relative in his 60s. He was also a party secretary before he retired. I clarified the truth to him before, but he did not quit the party. I kept thinking about him, wanting to talk to him again. I learned that his daughter opened a store, and I went there on the day he was there as well. I brought him a calendar with information about Dafa. He liked it a lot. "Wow, it's beautiful." "Yes, the calendar brings people blessings when you have one hanging at home. That's really great." When I asked him to withdraw from the CCP, he agreed this time. He also told me, "Whenever I go out, I always prayed to the divine and asked for their protection." "See, because you believe in the divine, I'm here to bring you the information. You made the right decision quitting the party." Over the years, I have paid special attention to clarifying the truth to my relatives. I used the opportunities of attending gatherings or parties to clarify the facts to them, no matter how close or far away they lived from me. Over the years, I've talked to close to 100 relatives and persuaded them to quit the party and its affiliated organizations. People are blessed for helping Dafa practitioners. Several years ago, two co-owners of a fruit stand gave me one extra yuan change when I bought some fruit from them. I went back, returned the money, and clarified the truth to them. They were very receptive. Since they were busy, I didn't talk to them for long, but left them with materials for them to read themselves. When I went back the next day, they told me that they had read the material. They both withdrew from the Communist Party and its related organizations and asked me for more materials. Whenever I passed their stand again, they always asked me for new materials. I showed them some banknotes with messages about Dafa printed on them and asked if I could exchange the small bills with them. I said, "You are doing the kindest thing if you can help me." They readily agreed. They were very attentive and always picked clean bills for me. I was able to get a lot of small bills from them. Then I gave them to fellow practitioners for them to print Dafa information on them as a way to raise awareness about the persecution given the strict information censorship in China. These two young men did good deeds, and their business grew from a small stall to a big store now. They also know that they have been blessed. Not only the fruit store, but several vegetable vendors also helped me to get small bills. I am truly happy for them for understanding the facts and supporting us. Letting go of resentment for my husband. I usually get up at 3 a.m. and do the Falun Dafa exercises for 3 hours and then send forth righteous thoughts. I will read a lecture in Juan Falun before making breakfast. After my husband and I finish breakfast, I read another lecture. I usually go out to clarify the truth after lunch. I always carry informational materials with me whenever I go out. I will come home to send forth righteous thoughts at 6 p.m. I will read the Fa again after dinner. I feel fulfilled every day. When I am diligent, I have very little interference. But I do have one attachment that has been especially hard to let go of. My husband had done so many things that broke my heart over the years. When I first met him, I felt sorry and sympathetic for him, as his family had been persecuted by the Communist Party, and they didn't care much for him. We got married during the Cultural Revolution. Because of that, I was fired from my job for choosing the wrong side. It was a huge blow to me. I sacrificed so much to marry him. I thought he would appreciate and love me more, but the result was the opposite. A few days after we were married, I used the money I'd saved to buy a piece of pork with the rind on it. I was pampered while growing up and did not do any household chores. I did not know how to cook, so I chopped up that meat with the rind on, fried it, and waited for my husband to eat it. But when he saw the bowl of meat, he cursed me for not removing the rind. After scolding me, he forced me to pick the rind out of the bowl. I cried as I picked the rind out of the bowl. That was the very beginning of my miserable marriage. For the next 50 years of marriage, my husband never stopped doing and saying things that hurt me. He only cared for money, not our children or family, and he often spoke with the harshest words. My mother came to spend a New Year's holiday with us 1 year. My husband deliberately picked a fight, saying how come there was nothing left in the refrigerator and why the leftover food was all gone. My mother didn't say anything and just left the house. She has never returned for any New Year's celebrations since. Whenever I returned home from visiting my mother, my husband always welcomed me back with a fight. My mother had no pension and she lived with my younger brother. When my brother and his wife lost their jobs, I gave my mother 100 yuan a month out of my 600 yuan salary. My husband would fight with me for days over that. My mother knew it was not easy for me. She insisted on not taking my money. Later, when she fell and broke her back, she could not afford the treatment and committed suicide. This was a pain in my heart that I could never forget. I thought about divorce, but I was concerned for my son and daughter. In fact, when my mother was alive, she also asked me not to divorce. When I began practicing Falun Dafa, I understood there is a reason for all the karmic gains and losses in life. Gradually, I was able to take it lightly. I learned to endure, but my heart still ached at times. When the persecution began, I persevered in clarifying the truth face to face daily. My husband made irresponsible remarks that I was out doing indecent things. Facing his frequent provocations and insults, I often pondered, why am I attached to sentimentality so much, and why can't I let it go? With constant fast study and looking within, I gradually let go of my resentment for him. The process was painful, but I was able to work on myself. Several months ago, I suddenly felt the resentment for my husband had subsided. In the past, whenever I thought about him, every one of my cells would seem to simmer with resentment. Now it is gone, and I finally began to notice his good side. Even though he treated me badly, he acknowledged that Dafa is good, which he cultivated on and off over the years. He also treated my fellow practitioners well. When they came to visit me, he would even cook for us. He also benefited from Dafa, recovering from severe shingles after 3 days by doing the Falun Dafa exercises. When he fell from a high place, he wasn't injured, but his cerebroarteriosclerosis was gone. Now I realize that my husband's behavior was for me to remove my attachments. The process was long and painful, but it did help me to eliminate my karma, improve my chin ching, and eliminate the grievances and grudges between us, dating back to our previous lifetimes. When I realized that I should sincerely thank him for helping me improve, I had a feeling of transcendence. Looking back on my cultivation over the past 20 years, every step forward has been because of Master's guidance and support. I am deeply honored to be a Dafa disciple, and it is a great privilege for me to assist Master in saving sentient beings. I thank Master for choosing me and watching over me on my cultivation path. Thank you, Master, for your saving grace.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.